Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that will make or break your fantasy roster, wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that really matter. We do the work so that you can just make smart decisions. Sit back and amaze your friends. Your wide receiver one won't change, but it's the nitty-gritty, it's the flex, and the waiver wire pickups. That's where your league is won or lost. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
KM to AM on the Fan. Thanks for listening. 1 hour down, 4 hours to go. 877-337-6666 if you want to join the show. I'm watching the game right now. Precious Achiuwa is in the game right now. I know there was a lot of talk about the Knicks bench and who we would see and who we wouldn't see. And very early on now, you have already seen Miles McBride, Mitchell Robinson, of course, and now Precious Achiuwa. You know, I even heard the broadcaster say this, and I had said it before the break, like the pace of play, it was very fast paced, a lot of shots going up and going in as we have a minute left in the first quarter. Let's get back to the phones. The Knicks lead 25-17, and in about 5 minutes or so, a special guest joining me, former Yankees captain. There's your hint. Pat is in Levittown. Pat, you're on the Fan.
Hey, what's up, Keith? How's it going, man?
Good.
I was just thinking ahead as a Yankee fan to the trade deadline. I know we're a ways away, but it seems like evident they need a third baseman. And I was doing some like Googling and trying to see who would maybe be available, who, and you know, whoever it might be. Obviously, things can change, but I came up with three names that maybe could be possibilities. If you can think of anyone else too, it's another reason why I'm calling. But Nolan Arenado. He's older now. He's still got some time left on his contract. Don't love the idea of it, but second guy, Alex Bregman, Yankee fans hate him. He's in a contract year. Third guy, Jose Ramirez. I don't see the Guardians going anywhere. I mean, not at least in the playoffs, but the division stinks, so I don't think they would trade him anyway. And one more guy, Yandy Diaz. I've never seen him play third, but I've really only seen him play first when he plays the Yankees. But I'm wondering, his baseball reference says he plays third, too. I just think they need one more big bat if they want to get past Baltimore. I just want to hear what you thought about it and maybe if you knew any other names. Obviously, a lot could change from now to the deadline. But
yeah, I don't know. I'll give you my initial thoughts on the guys you said. Nolan Arenado, I don't love the contract. I like the player. I think, you know, his style of play, his energy will fit with this club. He plays with his hair on fire. I've seen him have some moments where I'm like, that's the kind of guy you want. I don't love the contract. I don't know if the Yankees will love the contract. How many years are left on his deal?
To 2029, he's a free agent.
Okay, I don't know if so, they would have to give up a lot to bring him on with the Cardinals. I don't think that one happens. Alex Bregman was somebody that people were talking about in the offseason. He'll be here coming up. Yankee fans, The Houston Astros are headed to town. If you want to F Altuve, here's your chance. While he's actually there, Bregman, let's see what he does. I know he started off slow. I don't hate the idea of Alex Bregman.
Yeah.
I know we, you know, Yankee fans hate the Astros, but eventually all those guys are going to be gone except Altuve, maybe. And the biggest thing with him, he's playoff postseason proven. You know he's going to hit in October. Jose Ramirez, you know, he signed up for a life in Ohio. He signed to stay right there in Ohio. And I think he's content with the Guardians.
I've been dying to see him in pinstripes.
He's, I mean, he's their guy, though. He's one of their faces of their franchise. I don't see him leaving. And Yandy Diaz, I don't see playing third base. I don't think the Yankees would make the move for him and make him a third baseman. But if the Rays wanted to give him up for cheap, why can't he come here and you know, maybe be a backup first base DH option? I really don't think he'd be an option. I don't think the Rays would do business with the Yankees like that, trying to help the Yankees in a year when they're all in.
He was like in sixth up in MVP last year, too.
He's really having a little bit of a slower start this year, but he killed it last year.
He is. Yeah. I don't know. I just think they need a missing piece to be, you know, get on top of Baltimore.
Going back to what I was saying about DJ, you cannot count on DJ to be effective or be healthy at this point.
No.
John Birdie and Oswaldo, it is great that Oswaldo has taken full advantage of his opportunity, but you kind of have him and John Birdie there. I'm looking forward to John Birdie even giving Gleyber Torres some days off because he can play second, or Oswaldo at second. But yeah, if you're looking to improve the team, you don't look at Oswaldo and Birdie and say, oh, we got third base covered. You say, okay, let's go get a bat. Maybe there is a leadoff third baseman. That's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for a leadoff hitter, man. That's what they do not have. Somebody that we can put at the top of the order to get on consistently in front of Soto and Aaron Judge.
Yeah, if you're talking World Series, man, that's what you need.
It's necessary.
You got to go get over the hump.
It's vital. Thanks for the call, Pat. 877-337-6666. Let's go to Matt in Pompano Beach. Matt, you're on the Fan.
What's up, Keith?
What's up?
Yeah, so I'm just going to get a little big, so I'm going to want to put a point that you made earlier for the fans who are scared that he's going to leave. I believe the Nationals offered him $440 million for 15 years, and he turned it down simply because he wanted to leave. I think that proves this is a guy that wants to be in a place where he wants to be, and not exactly where the money's at, because the Nationals offered him a lot of money, and he turned it down. So that's the first point about the Yankees. I don't think Montoya is going anywhere, and especially if they would.
Matt, are you on speaker? I'm just like, I'm having a hard time hearing you. I don't know if you're on speaker or Bluetooth, but I agree with you about Juan Soto. When he turned that deal down, I'm like, this guy does not want to stay in D.C., and he knows in a couple years he's going to make well more than this, even though he said, oh, I thought I was always staying in D.C., won the World Series there, played with great players. No, once those players started leaving, he was out of there. And even with San Diego, I laughed at the move San Diego has made. They offloaded Juan Soto to us, and then they go out there to get Dylan Cease and Luis Arraez. They're still trying to compete, but they just knew that they could get a haul for Juan Soto. And I just really think he stays a Yankee. I watch this guy come out of the dugout. I watch how happy he looks, how he jumps over the foul line, how he prays after warm-ups, going back into the dugout, how he whoops it up with the fans in right field and even down the third baseline. I'm like, this guy is home. And I know that the Yankees are going to do everything they can to give him a fair offer and deal. And I do believe they have leverage with the pinstripes.
Yeah, I mean, every time he comes out to right field, it seems like he's waving to the fans.
It's a party. Juan Soto land. They made the judges' chambers. They got to build something that says Juan Soto land.
Something like that. Yeah, with that Randy line down in Tampa Bay, I'll be prepared for that. But just some idea like that. Just a quick point on the mix if you got time for your guest.
Yeah, you got it.
I'm really excited for the series. I think, I wasn't alive to see the horrors of, the Knicks beforehand. And even when Melo was here, there was never really a serious. I mean, we never really thought, from what I hear, they never really thought they were going anywhere. But, man, I've expressed to you many times before how I was saying, man, this team, I think they're going to go far. And I just think this team is built for the playoffs. Like, you got dogs and Josh Hart and Jalen Brunson. I think the Knicks are going to be a really tight. I think we'll win this in six. I don't think it's going to be. I mean, the Pacers, I don't think they match the physicality. They have the talent, but I don't think they have the playoff basketball in them. They play Milwaukee, not really a physical team, especially missing Giannis and Davis for some of those games. So I think the Knicks will take this 1-6. Have a good night, Keith.
Thanks for the call, Matt. Yeah, I just feel like you got to believe. You got to look at what you have on this floor with this team. Steve Cohen spotted as I say that. I don't think the Pacers beat the Knicks. If it goes 6 games, 7 games, so be it. This is a good time for New York. This is a good time for the Knicks fans, Rangers fans, and coming into the fan right now. I told you I had a special guest joining us. 1, 2, 3. Let's see if he's there. It's Willie Randolph on the fan in New York. What's up, Willie?
I'm doing good, but I got to say one thing, Keith. Now, you know I must really love you, man, if I'm here talking sports and my Knicks are on, okay? I just want to let you know, okay? They're balling right now, and I'm here talking sports.
I said, let's bring you in. I said, let's bring you in the first quarter, and it's into the second quarter, so I won't keep you long. But, yeah, let's
You're right about that. No, good being with you, man. Good being with you.
Yeah, thank you for joining me, man. Let's talk about the Knicks, because I know you expressed that to me last week. Oh, I'm a big Knicks fan. And I said, how far back? So let the listeners know that you've been rocking with the Knicks way before Jalen Brunson came along.
Oh, yeah. I go way back, man. I mean, when I was a rookie back in the day when the Knicks had, you know, Clyde Frazier and Willis Reed when he came out of the locker room on one leg, Dave DeBuscher, Bill Bradley, you know, Earl the Pearl. So, no, I go back to the Garden when it was rocking. I mean, really rocking. And now it's back. So it's good to see meaningful basketball in New York. And, yeah, I love the Knicks and Thibodeau, what they're doing. Brunson, I think he's MVP of the league this year and what he's done. So, yeah, I can gush all day about my Knicks, man. But, yeah, it's good to see them back in the playoffs.
Yeah, it's good for the city when the Knicks are good. It's good for the NBA when the Knicks are good. And we're all kind of just living with this team. And I'm happy that they're in the second round. Do you remember a time when you were playing that, like, you went to a Knicks game? Because a lot of these guys, like, I'm sure there's some Yankee players at the game tonight since the Yankees are off. A lot of the Yankees support the Knicks and the Rangers and even vice versa. I saw Isaiah Hartenstein come in with a Mika Zibanejad jersey today. It's great to see the other New York teams support each other.
Yeah, absolutely. No doubt. I mean, no, I was, you know, I've always tried to get to Knicks games when I could. When I was playing, I didn't get a chance to go as much because, you know, obviously the baseball schedule, you gotta look for an off day or a day game. But I remember right after I retired, I took my kids to a game one time and, sitting there in Celebrity Row, they announced me on the big screen. I got one of the biggest ovations I've ever gotten in New York, man. The people really gave it up. And, my kids were looking at me like, Dad, I'm why are you doing this? I mean, why are you cheering for you? But it was really a thrill for me, and New York's always showing me a lot of love. So, again, one of the biggest thrills in my career, and it was on a basketball court because the fans really gave it up. But, no, I try to watch every Knick game I can. And when I can go to the game, I'm there.
I remember seeing you on the Who's in the House last year, second round, game 5. And when they put you up there, everybody gave it up because you represent New York. You went to school here. You played here on both sides. When they put you on that screen, you're somebody that I don't think anybody didn't recognize and wasn't standing up clapping for. So of course,
no, you know, kid from Brooklyn, they know I'm one of theirs, and the honor and the privilege and the blessing of playing for the Yankees, being Yankee captain, and then managing the Mets. So I had the best of both worlds. So. Oh, on both sides of town, you know, I get a lot of love. So it's always good when I'm out with the fans, for sure.
So the real reason I'm having Willie on right now, we got to promote our event coming up.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't mind plugging it because it's going to be a good time. And I know a lot of people listened to the fan when we did this with Aaron Boone. So next Sunday, not this Sunday coming up, it's Mother's Day. Make sure you guys are with your moms and try and send your mom flowers and are good to mom. But the Sunday following, May 19th, Baseline Social down in Fort Monmouth, Oceanport, New Jersey, we're doing it again. So Willie and I will have a Q&A where we'll be on stage talking to fans, taking questions, talking baseball. Yep. And then afterwards, the fans can meet Willie, myself, and we'll just get some drinks, some food, and watch the Yankees play.
Yeah, so it'll be a great time. Come on out and check us out. It's going to be a fun time talking a little sports and, have a beer or two and just get to know each other a little bit. It should be a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to it.
Are you familiar with the Shore area, Monmouth County? How often do you get down there?
Not too often. A couple friends that live down near the Shore, but not too often. I usually stay local for the most part, but it's beautiful down there. And that's your stomping grounds, right? You were raised in that area, right?
Born and raised. Born in Monmouth Medical Center. Graduated from Monmouth University. Still get back there as much as I can. Yeah. I know it's a place that you could
put the wrong address in because Booney showed up about a half hour late. When we did it with him, he took a wrong turn somewhere.
I heard about that. Well, I'll leave early enough so I can get there on time because I want to, you know, make sure we take advantage of the time we have together. Looking forward to it.
Yeah, it's a great vibe. It's baselinesocialnj.com. And if you go to the website, it's the second tab. It'll say Willie Randolph Q&A. Tickets are $20 to get in. It's private. Nobody will be in there until they open the doors up for the Yankee game at like 1:30. And you can look forward to great conversation, food, drinks with myself and Willie Randolph. Willie, man, I'm not going to hold you. It's a commercial right now, so I'll let you get back to it. Anything else you wanted to add before I let you go?
No, just and the Mets fans hang in there a little bit. You know, Carlos Mendoza is going to keep those guys focused. They're off to a little bit of a slow start, but, you know, get back to 500. And when the weather warms up a little bit, I think the offense is going to kick up too. And my Yankees off to a good start. I mean, Booney's got the guys rocking and rolling. Soto's a monster. So it should be a fun season in the Bronx too. But enjoy your sports, man. It should be a fun summer for everybody.
Yes, sir. Thank you for joining us tonight, Willie. You're the man. I'll see you soon.
All right. Look forward to seeing you, brother. Later. Bye-bye.
877-337-6666. Yeah, I wasn't going to ask him about the Yankees and the Mets, because we'll save that for the event. So again, it's baselinesocialnj.com. If you go to my Twitter, at Keith_McPherson, I just retweeted a post where you can buy tickets. The tickets start at $20, but they obviously go up higher if you want food, drinks included, and if you want a picture and an autograph with Willie. Willie is cool as hell. Like, when you meet this guy, when you see this guy, you'll understand. You know, I obviously didn't get to see him play, besides clips I've looked up and things on YouTube or whatnot. But I understand why he's so revered by so many people that did get to see him play. And I'm so excited to get to do a second event at Baseline Social, because this is a sports bar in Monmouth County in Fort Monmouth. Like, Fort Monmouth used to be an old Army base where they trained, you know, Army members. Now Netflix is coming there. They bought up a lot of the land to start production of a studio. And Baseline Social literally looks like a Vegas sports bar. They've got this big wall of TVs, bunch of different beers, food. There's like a golf simulator in there, a whole upstairs area. It's just a brand new place for sports. I did the event with Aaron Boone in February, I think. And we had a great turnout there. I think it was over 200 people. A bunch of little leaguers came out. And one thing I'll say about my area, there's a ton of baseball fans, definitely Yankee fans. And that event, obviously having Aaron Boone was more Yankee fans than anything, but having Willie Randolph, we're going to have Yankees and Mets fans. And I think we'll get a little bit of an older demographic as well. So if you've never met Willie Randolph, if you want to get a picture with Willie Randolph, if you want to get autograph from Willie Randolph, or if you just want to meet me, man, it's a Sunday vibe, May 19th. We're going to have the Q&A, doors open at 12. We will talk from 12:30 to probably 1:20. And then the Yankees play that day. I believe they start at 1:05. So we'll actually be off. So no, they start at 1:35. So we'll clear the way for the Yankees audio. And we'll just drink food, eat some wings, some nachos, talk shop, and hopefully watch the Yankees beat the White Sox on Sunday, May 19th at Baseline Social. So yeah, baselinesocialnj.com to get tickets. It's $20 just to get in. But then they go all the way up if you want to get food and drinks included, as well as the photo and autograph package. And yeah, looking forward to seeing everybody again out there. The turnout for Aaron Boone was great. And shout out to Brandon Steiner and Frank Luna and the people at Baseline Social for setting this up again. This is something that I just want to keep doing, man. Being from the Shore area, I want to bring as many athletes and New York people down to that area to service the area, so you don't have to drive all the way up to New York City to meet some of your idols and favorite players. You know, they'll come to our neck of the woods, and we've got another one coming. I'm excited for it. So 877-337-6666. The phone lines are wide open. This is a good game. It's very close now in the second period. It just seems like they are trying to push the pace up and down, up and down. It's not that high scoring, but it's 35-32 Indiana, and it looks very evenly matched. I got to dive in right now to the box score a little bit more and see who's actually cooking up. Oh, I have a call. Hey, where you been? The show started almost an hour and a half ago. Josh is in the Bronx. Josh, you're back on the Fan.
I was, you know, That Willie Randolph is amazing, man. It brought back so many memories, man. He was playing for Pittsburgh, and they got him from Pittsburgh in the trade and everything, mm-hmm. and the rest is history, man. And that man is, you know, he's such a blessing and everything, man.
Yeah, he's great.
And, you know, you're going to have so much fun down there in that area and everything, Keith, man. That's going to be huge, man. I just wanted to weigh in on that and say thank you for having Willie Randolph on, man. Have a great night, sir. Thank you. That is a blessing.
Thanks for the call, Josh. Yeah, usually I'm on, like, after the Yankee game at 11 p.m., so I'm talking to Willie. I'm like, I can't have you on at 11 p.m. You'll be asleep, and I wouldn't ask you to be on, you know, late like that. So with an open show tonight, a five-hour KM to AM, I'm like, we got to get Willie in. But, of course, he's like, I'm a Knicks fan. I'm going to be watching the game. I'm like, I'll get you on in the first quarter. I'll get you on after I do my open, and we take some calls, and we fire some people up. But, like, I'm telling you, he's a cool customer. Every time I've been around him, I just like, I can't believe this is Willie Randolph. And you can go back and watch his clips, man. You know what I love about Willie, too? He's such a student of the game and a coach of the game, right? So when you stack up what he did as a player and what he did as a coach, he's someone, too, that not for nothing. I've said this in conversations. I've said this on The Fan, and I've said this even in business as we're trying to put together this. I'm like, Willie deserves more credit than he gets. I feel like he should be talked about even more. And, you know, I love that, you know, that triggered a call from Josh in the Bronx. I never got to see Willie hit. I never got to see Willie play. But I know some of you did, and you understand what he is. I know Anthony Volpe got to work with him last year and this year down at spring training. And Volpe talked about what a resource Willie Randolph has been. Another Jersey kid. So 877-337-6666. Before we go to break, Lou is out in Astoria. Lou, you're on The Fan.
Hey, what's going on? That was great, man. Willie Randolph. You know, I'm a Yankee fan, but there's three things I hate about the Mets. Tom Seaver, Nolan Ryan, and the way they treated Randolph. You know, they actually took him to overseas, and they fired him. I don't know if you know, he was the manager of the Mets, right? You remember?
I know,
right?
Yeah.
And then he went there, and I don't know who did it, Minaya or whatever. They fired the guy, and he never got another job, and I don't understand what he was doing. He didn't do that bad as a manager. I'm telling you right now. I don't know what the problem is. That yeah. Maybe he didn't interview all right. But the guy had brains.
Carlos Beltran may never get another opportunity to manage. Buck Showalter's probably not going to get another. There's a few guys. We can go even further back.
Those guys, Mickey listen, Keith. Showalter's an old guy. This guy, and he's fine. He still couldn't get a job. It's like, you know, it's not fair at all. I mean, I got a couple of things there. Last week, I'll be quick about it. You had two things about gambling. And when I was a young kid, you know, working in the supermarket, I had a manager that likes to bet a lot on the horses, okay? Well, I don't know if you ever heard of the OTV. It's off-track betting.
Of course. I grew up at Monmouth Park.
And, you know, you got me going when you said that. You were short $2,500. And I said, dang, that's exactly what happened to me. So I said, I got to tell this story to Keith. Anyway, one day, I never did this in my life. I mean, my wife, I stay home, and, you know, I never came late. So one day, the manager decided to take me to Yonkers, and then we went there, and I come home, and, you know, I used to play baseball then. My wife is waiting with a baseball bat in her hand. I guess she wanted to come.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. for millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Back my head open.
Before cell phones and whatnot, she couldn't track you. She had no idea.
No, in those days, you know, if I had a cellular phone like today, I would have gotten in touch, but, you know, I couldn't. So I go home, and she said, "Where have you been?" So I go into my pocket, and I lay on the table $3,000. Teeth. The bar was dropped, and then she goes to me, "Honey, you know, it's amazing what money can do." And then I had another one. This is very quick. I had a girl that I used to go to all the time, and I used to bet the triple, DCH, every single time, okay? And then I go there, and I say, "Hey, Nancy, hey, give me my triple." And she gives it to me. Keith, I put it in my pocket, okay? DCH. The freaking triple comes the next day for $30,000. This is in the old days. So I put the ticket in my pocket. I'm ready to celebrate. When I open and when I see my ticket, guess what she gave me? BCH. And then listen to me. That taught me a lesson. And I said, "This is it, Keith." And I was listening to you the other day, last week. I would never bet again. And you know what? I stopped. I probably wouldn't. Would have been a lot of trouble. And now I own my own house. I'm doing okay. But that was an experience that when you said that, it's like the same thing that you did, it happens to
yep.
me.
You learn. And
it's amazing. It's amazing. It's like being a drug addict. That is the disease.
Yeah, playing with that gambling. I always tell people, don't bet. Don't gamble at all. But everyone's got to learn for themselves.
I'm like you right now. You know, when the mega is very big, so I go over there and put $20. But I learned my lesson. I control myself. I don't go crazy anymore.
Right.
You take care. And hey, how's the family? Good?
They're great, man. Had a great weekend with my wife, with my son. I'm thankful. I'm blessed. We're good. Thanks for asking.
All right, brother. You take care, all right? Nice talking to you.
Thanks for the stories, Lou. Yeah, so, I mean, last week I talked about being down $2,500 way before there was ever an app. Like, I don't know, man. I started going to Monmouth Park when I was 16. Exacta box, trifecta, superfecta. Like, I would go to Monmouth Park, placing bets, underage. I know, it's not great. You're not supposed to do that type of stuff. And this was a long time ago. This was some 20 years ago. But when you get introduced to gambling at a young age and you just have a couple dollars, man, I was gambling away the little bit of money I had. And then when I got to college, I got just linked to some kid who had some bookies and some online stuff, and they were giving us credits. And when you're young, you're just dumb. You're thinking you have free money to gamble with. No, you don't. You have money that you're going to lose, and then somebody is going to come collecting that money. So I learned young not to just, you know, I never upload that much money into these gambling apps. I never even wager that much money. I've never made more than a $50 wager in the FanDuel app. It's just a rule. I have a hard rule. Never gamble more money than you're willing to lose. Obviously, you don't gamble what you don't have, but like, a lot of people got to learn that the hard way, and I wish for you that you don't have to learn the hard way. Either don't gamble at all or learn from other people's mistakes. Like, there's a reason why, you know, Craig Carton does what he does, and there's a reason why every time we do an ad read, it says, gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Like, if you ever listen to Craig's show, like, this is a real thing. And I think in a couple years, it's going to be even worse now with illegal gambling. So my message to you is don't gamble at all, especially if you're young, especially if you're a kid. I'm a grown man. I just know better. And it's funny that Lou called because he heard my story about, you know, going down $2,500, and I'd have $2,500 in my name as a kid, and I had to borrow $100 from a bunch of different people and pay them back. And just that scare alone of like, yo, I got to have this money before these guys pull up on this date at this time. Like, I just, after that, you won't play like that again. So yeah, don't gamble, delete the apps. And if you're thinking about starting, don't start, because they make it seem like you're going to win. You're most likely going to lose. 877-337-6666. Taking your calls on the New York Knicks as we're in the game and we're approaching halftime. The Pacers lead 40-38. Obviously, some of you guys heard the voice of Willie Randolph, so you want to talk about some of your Willie memories and some Yankees stuff. Great. We're promoting the event with Willie and myself coming up in Oceanport next Sunday, May 19th. This is Keith McPherson on The Fan. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back. Yo, 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 yo. Thanks for holding, man. Thanks for waiting through the ads, commercials, all the other random stuff, and deciding I'm not going anywhere. He said he's coming back, and we're back. Keith McPherson on The Fan. It's halftime in the Garden. But fret not. Again, as we spoke about game one being a feeling out process, the Knicks are down 6. They're favored to win the game by 6. I think the first half spread, if you bet the Pacers, you won that because the Pacers are up 55-49. And I told you I had to look at the box score a little bit. It's the first half. One thing that stands out in the box score is TJ McConnell. As we were coming off of the Sixers series, don't forget about little TJ. He's scrappy. He's a little dog. He's a dude when he wants to be. He's got 10 points early, and he's played 15 minutes off the bench. Also, I mean, when we're the whole conversation about their bench versus the Knicks bench right now, the Knicks bench has 1 point. Their bench, I got to do the quick math, 10, 6, 8. They've got 27 points from the Knicks, from the Pacers bench. So that's your early on look. No one's actually killing them. Miles Turner has 9. And then when you look at the Knicks score, of course, Jalen Brunson is leading the way with 18. Josh Hart has 11. DiVincenzo with 4, and he hasn't made a 3 yet. How vital was he in the game to close it and clinch? You need the big ragu, Delaware Jordan, to come through and hit some shots. But it's a long game, second half coming. Let's get back to the phones. 877-337-6666. Dr. Bill, my chiropractor, calling from Pompton Plains.
What's going on there, Daddy Keith?
Yo, I am in between. I'm actually doing push-ups in here. I've been stretching after I came to see you. It had been a while since I got the adjustment. I had a little soreness after 2 days. Now I'm back. I'm running. I'm getting in shape for the summer. I've been jump roping. I feel like a kid again. I feel young again, Doc.
Well, listen, I like the fatherly advice you're giving. I like the fact that you're a kid, but you're sounding more and more like a father. Given that fatherly advice about betting, I just married off my second daughter this weekend, last Thursday.
God bless.
And my buddies, you'll like these names. One guy is Big Lou, and the other guy is Johnny Shingles. Well, they come up to me in the middle of the dance floor and say, Doc, we got to thank you. I just won $1,000. I go, what do you mean you won $1,000? Yeah, we were betting at what point of the wedding would you start crying? I'm like, you son of a gun, really? Yeah, it wasn't whether or not you were going to cry. It was just
the over and under on the time.
Right. These guys had a pool. Now, these were the guys back in high school in the 70s when you had the football ticket. That was a big deal. You know, the football
Sunday,
ticket.
Yep, filling out who was going to win. Yep.
Right. And you know what? And you are so right. You know what? You never should do out what you're not afraid of losing. And I ran lottery tickets when I was a kid in a liquor store. And I don't buy lottery tickets today because I just saw people throwing away half their paycheck.
I had a bad stretch of time where I was playing numbers and buying scratch-offs. I never played a lottery anymore.
No, you don't. You know, I would see Mrs. Palazzotti come in every Thursday with an index card with like two. First of all, I hated typing all those numbers in. And she'd win like every 3 months. And I'm like, Mrs. Palazzotti, you barely won what you just spent in the last 3 months.
Yeah.
So
I had to pick three once for like $95, and I was mad about it. I was like, this doesn't even kind of put a dent in how much I lost.
You spent $400 to win that $93.
Way more over time. But yeah, you're always going to lose.
Well,
and there are no gamblers that haven't taken more losses. I don't care what you say. Now in these modern day times with social media and especially these accounts, they just show you the wins, myself included. We just post our wins. You don't want to see the other side. You don't want to see the losses.
Oh. Oh, listen, you know, I was calling up, but you answered all my question about the Knicks. I am a longtime Knicks fan. You know my brother's in the sports memorabilia business. I got to meet a lot of athletes and a lot of my favorite Knicks. But you hit a chord in my heart, or one of the commercials just had the John Sterling interview.
Mm-hmm.
I am so emotional about not, you know, I mean, everything has to come to an end, but do you ever think the Yankees or somebody will have that kind of personality? I mean, you can't imitate the guy, so that wouldn't be right, but I don't know. I mean, I've grown to like Susan Waldman because of her connection with John, but, you know, I love listening to games.
Yeah,
and
John is one of one.
I don't know.
John is one of a kind, and he stuck to his guns, and there were a lot of haters and skeptics and critics that didn't like his shtick or his thing, and he kept doing it, and it's iconic now. I don't know when the next one's going to come. Stars are born all the time, but there'll never be another John Sterling. No, I don't think we'll ever get another Yankee announcer that we're like, this is the next John Sterling. Even with the guys that we have now, I've got an opportunity to talk to Justin and Emmanuel face-to-face, and I'm like, be you. Don't try and be John. Be you, and keep growing into who you're going to become on air, and we'll accept you and grow to love you and get more than used to you because we're listening to these Yankee games no matter what.
Well, who's the Spanish guy that sometimes
Ricky Ricardo and Ricky is already
Ricardo, right.
Yeah, Ricky is already goated. Ricky is great, and I saw his call, the Juan Soto double from yesterday, circulating, and I feel like not enough people online are familiar with Ricky, but Ricky is an OG. Ricky's been out here in New York in music radio. Ricky was telling me stories about different, like Funkmaster Flex, different artists. We just came back with a Busta Rhymes beat. He's got some Busta Rhymes stories. Like, Ricky has been out here, and he is going to do some Yankees calls coming up in the near future. But there's only one John Sterling. And I will say this, if you guys are missing John already, WFAN has historically never let anybody just retire. I mean, John just popped up Friday at Boomer and Geo Live. You may hear John sooner rather than later. So he's just not doing every single game.
I'm hoping.
That's a lot.
Yeah, 86. I'm like, can you imagine?
No,
I think you're a kid.
Yeah,
and you must think I'm an old man.
I'm coming to you for my back because I'm trying to avoid back issues at 36.
Right. And you know what? And to me, like I said, you were the kid that took over from Steve Sommer. And I remember I said to my brother, I don't know, man, Steve. And
me
now,
too. I was
know,
like, you sure you guys want to do this?
Gone. All those guys are gone. And I'm like, you know what? Kenny, I like this kid. And then he thinks I got, you know, he's like, oh, what, you got a little man crush on this guy? I said, no. I said, I like listening. You know, I listen to music with no words and words with no music. I said, and that's what I listen to.
And then you got to actually meet me. And now.
And Jackson, and your son and your wife. I mean, it's just like, you know what? And then it's exciting to see. Like, I mean, when you get to the point, like I said, I did the father-daughter dance. Crying my eyes out. I got three more to go. My daughter's graduating as a nurse practitioner on Thursday in Philly. My son's graduating the U.S. Naval War College, going back to command his helicopter squadron. You know, you get those proud moments, and then, you know, and then on top of that, the freaking Knicks are winning. I'm like,
life is good. Out. You're the man.
Yeah,
Doc.
It's very good. All right, sir. Well, listen, you have a great evening. Let's go Knicks.
Yes, sir. Dr. Bill. Shout out to Dr. Bill. Shout out to his brother, Ken. Andrew Levy, the perfect suite. You know, last year before I flew out to the All-Star game, my lower back was bothering me. I have back issues from a long line of things, from squatting, playing football. So dumb. Like when you grow up playing football in high school, they start putting 225 on your back. And then all through college, it's like a contest. Who can squat the most? Speaking of, you guys just see that video of Saquon Barkley squatting with Jalen Hurts? Ugh, I can't stand the Eagles, and I can't stand the fact these guys want to squat 600 pounds, and we got to see videos of it online. But yeah, my back issue started from that, you know, weightlifting. And then I remember, you know, at 28, I remember I was working at Fubo TV, and I was trying to catch a train. And I was sprinting to the train. You guys know the rat race when you know the train's coming and it's like you're trying to get home. And I'm running and I took a step and there was just an uneven curb. And I'll never forget my foot hitting the ground just a little deeper than I thought. And the pain shot from my heel to my lower back. I threw my back out. I couldn't go to work the next day. I'm like, I've had issues. I try to lift and run and be in shape, but your back, even with this job, As I'm sitting right now, the next hour I'm getting up, Dr. Bill. Underneath this desk, I keep a stand-up desk in here. If you guys look at my Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, there's a video of me, and it's like a collection of videos of me doing the show. And most of the time I stand up. A lot of times I sit down because if I stand up, I'm out of the shot of the camera, and I'll never get featured on WFA and Instagram or Twitter. You'll never see video of me if I'm standing up out of the shot. But, man, you can't do a five-hour show sitting down. I got to stand or my back is going to tighten up. We have all types of problems. But anyway, 877-337-6666. God bless all the parents out there that have watched your kids enter the world and you watch them leave your household and just become. I'm dreaming of those days. I know it takes a ton of hard work. I know it takes money and time and love and care and help from other people. And I commend all the parents out there. You don't know until you know. And then also, you know, the other message from Dr. Bill and me at the same time with this gambling, man, we are in an era where it's got to pop right now because gambling has been legal in New York for the last couple of years. It's been legal in New Jersey. It is everywhere. Sponsored by this, sponsored by that. Hey, check out the odds. Upload and we'll match your deposit. Get free money. It is all a scam. You're not going to win. So just know that, right? And only wager what you're willing to lose where you won't lose sleep at night. I don't want you to learn the hard way. And a lot of people listening, and myself included, we learn the hard, scary way. Like, I learned the scary way, not scary as far as, like, I have nothing in my bank account. I had nothing in my bank account. I had to borrow from friends and family, and I had somebody looking for me. That's not fun. I can laugh about it now, but when you're a kid, you know, it's just, it's not good. The nothing good really comes from it. When you see these tickets of like, oh, somebody, like I saw someone bet $50 on Michael Penix Jr. to be the 8th overall pick. Who even thinks to do that? And it turned into like $3,500. And I'm like, I don't want to see that. I want to see all the people that bet on him to be, you know, somewhere else and lost way more money than that. It has become so much a part of, like, alcohol, perfect example, right? alcohol has been legal forever. It's so much a part of everything we do. But think about how many people's lives have been ruined by liquor, by beer, by an open bar, by just a bad night drinking. You get a DUI, you get into a fight, you say something or do something that you wouldn't have done sober, but you did it because you went to a party and there was alcohol available. I look at gambling as it's going to be a similar thing. There, you know, it's readily available. It's scary how available it is. It's scary how much promotion and how easy it is to be like, yeah, I'm gambling. I'm, you know, you're just going to lose. So don't put more money in than you're willing to lose. 877-337-6666. Now let's take your Willie Randolph calls before we get back to the second half. Bruce is in Flushing. Bruce, you're on the Fan.
Hey, Keith. Want to talk about Willie. I remember when the trade went down, it was unpopular because the Yankees traded one of the most popular players in Doc Meds for Willie. Mm-hmm. It was Willie was the guy the Yankees targeted. There was Ken Brecht there and Doc Ellison there, but Willie was the guy the Yankees wanted. And if my memory is correct, I believe Dave Cash was a regular second baseman, and Willie was kind of blocked. So the Yankees made the trade. And the reason why fans love Willie, because whenever the Yankees had a rally, he was always in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
Hit, walk, hit behind the runner, whatever. A lot of times base hits. And I know he was basically about a 270, 280 hitter, but with runners in scoring position, he must have been hit 325. That's how clutch he was. And a smart player. He was a great second baseman, great fielder, could turn double play unbelievably. And if you ever have a chance to talk to Willie about this, to me, why so many second basemen get injured is because ever since they passed that stupid rule that you can't go into, you know, second base hard, all the second basemen believe they're protected by God or by MLB. And Willie learned how to protect himself, how to get away, how to throw low underhanded when he needed a runner to get down low. But today's second baseman doesn't know how to do that anymore.
I got it in the notes. That's a great point to bring up. I think you had a question for Aaron Boone that I ended up relaying too back when I did the Q&A with him. I got you.
One quick point about today's Yankees. I know we've talked about this before. I know the Yankees are good in finding relief pitchers, but they need to go out and get a proven relief pitcher, a guy that can. Because right now, the Yankee bullpen, I know, is doing well, but I don't have the same confidence in this bullpen as I had in the previous couple of years, especially going back to the old days of Nelson and Stanton. Little thing that we don't want to talk about, Rivera, obviously. But I think they're at least one pitcher short, if not two. Now, I know they're getting the flamethrower back from injury, hopefully in the next couple of days. The thing about Tommy Canale is that he's never been right since he had that surgery. And I'm just
Tommy Canley, Canley. That changeup was getting smacked every time he threw it, and that's all he threw.
But ever since he had that surgery, he hasn't bounced back. His arm is hurting, or elbow, whatever. And, you know, Tanner Scott, obviously the Marlins, it has a fire sale going on. Tanner Scott would be good. But the guy who I love, and I brought him to your attention a few weeks ago for the first time, is this kid, Miller from Oakland. If it takes two or three good prospects to do it, you put that kid in this Yankee bullpen, and you're going to have a World Series team.
We would love to see it. Thanks for the call, Bruce. Appreciate you and your insight, man. I mean, the Yankees bullpen, if you had a Mason Miller, that guy's become the apple of everybody's eye in baseball. If you weren't familiar with his game when the season started, you are now. This guy throws 103 with ease. Yankee fans got to see him a couple weeks ago at the stadium. I think everybody's going to be in on him. But as I look at the Yankees bullpen, and I told you it would be ever-changing. I told you it would be evolving. I know there's a take. I think I saw River Ave Blues was like, this bullpen's going to be worn out by May. No, they're not. You're just going to see different guys. But this bullpen has five guys on the IL. You have three of those guys on the 60-day IL. You have Nick Birdie on his way back, Tommy Canley on his way back. You're getting, I mean, good enough outings out of guys like Victor Gonzalez, Dennis Santana, Ian Hamilton, Caleb Ferguson. It's good enough. You know, they add Michael Tonkin. I don't know. It's good enough. It's good enough. I trust Cashman. I trust Boone. I trust Matt Blake with the Yankees bullpen, whoever they're throwing out there. And Clay Holmes as the closer, pretty good. Did not need to go sign Josh Hader. He's been better than Josh Hader. 877-337-6666. Something for you to think about as we go to break, and we'll come back. The Knicks are now in the second half at 60-54. The Knicks are down a little bit. We'll see how the second half shakes out, and especially this third quarter, which is very important. But for the Yankee fans that are now calling to talk Willie Randolph and about the bullpen and what they could add, here's a question for you. When Gerrit Cole comes back, is it a six-man rotation, or do they move somebody out of the rotation? Is it Luis Gil? I'll be in Yankee Stadium to watch Luis Gil pitch tomorrow. Is it Nestor Cortez? Is it Clark Schmidt? Nestor and Clark have experience coming out of the bullpen. Luis Gil, you would think, would be the guy because of the innings limit, but at the same time, I mean, he's got great stuff. Keith McPherson on the Fan, 9 o'clock break, an update coming up. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here, and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's on, and I'm like, you know what? Kenny, I like this kid.
And then he thinks I got, you know, he's like, oh, what, you got a little man crush on this guy? I said, no. I said, I like listening. You know, I listen to music with no words and words with no music. I said, and that's what I listen to.
And then you got to actually meet me. And now.
And Jackson, and your son and your wife. I mean, it's just like, you know what? And then it's exciting to see. Like, I mean, when you get to the point, like I said, I did the father-daughter dance. Crying my eyes out. I got three more to go. My daughter's graduating as a nurse practitioner on Thursday in Philly. My son's graduating the U.S. Naval War College, going back to command his helicopter squadron. You know, you get those proud moments, and then, you know, and then on top of that, the freaking Knicks are winning. I'm like,
life is good. You're the man.
Yeah,
Doc.
It's very good. All right, sir. Well, listen, you have a great evening. Let's go Knicks.
Yes, sir. Dr. Bill. Shout out to Dr. Bill. Shout out to his brother, Ken. Andrew Levy, the perfect suite. You know, last year before I flew out to the All-Star game, my lower back was bothering me. I have back issues from a long line of things, from squatting, playing football. So dumb. Like, when you grow up playing football in high school, they start putting 225 on your back. And then all through college, it's like a contest. Who can squat the most? Speaking of, you guys just see that video of Saquon Barkley squatting with Jalen Hurts? Ugh, I can't stand the Eagles, and I can't stand the fact these guys want to squat 600 pounds, and we got to see videos of it online. But yeah, my back issue started from that, you know, weightlifting. And then I remember, you know, at 28, I remember I was working at Fubo TV, and I was trying to catch a train, and I was sprinting to the train. You guys know the rat race when you know the train's coming, and it's like you're trying to get home. And I'm running, and I took a step, and there was just an uneven curb. And I'll never forget my foot hitting the ground just a little deeper than I thought. And the pain shot from my heel to my lower back. I threw my back out. I couldn't go to work the next day. I'm like, I've had issues. I try to lift and run and be in shape, but your back, even with this job, as I'm sitting right now, the next hour I'm getting up, Dr. Bill, underneath this desk, I keep a stand-up desk in here. If you guys look at my Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, there's a video of me, and it's like a collection of videos of me doing the show. And most of the time, I stand up. A lot of times, I sit down because if I stand up, I'm out of the shot of the camera, and I'll never get featured on WFA and Instagram or Twitter. You'll never see video of me if I'm standing up out of the shot. But man, you can't do a five-hour show sitting down. I got to stand or my back is going to tighten up. We have all types of problems. But anyway, 877-337-6666. God bless all the parents out there that have watched your kids enter the world and you watch them leave your household and just become. I'm dreaming of those days. I know it takes a ton of hard work. I know it takes money and time and love and care and help from other people. And I commend all the parents out there. You don't know until you know. And then also, you know, the other message from Dr. Bill and me at the same time with this gambling, man, we are in an era where it's got to pop right now because gambling has been legal in New York for the last couple years. It's been legal in New Jersey. It is everywhere. Sponsored by this, sponsored by that. Hey, check out the odds. Upload and we'll match your deposit. Get free money. It is all a scam. You're not going to win. So just know that, right? And only wager what you're willing to lose where you won't lose sleep at night. I don't want you to learn the hard way. And a lot of people listening, and myself included, we learn the hard, scary way. Like, I learned the scary way, not scary as far as, like, I have nothing in my bank account. I had nothing in my bank account. I had to borrow from friends and family, and I had somebody looking for me. That's not fun. I can laugh about it now, but when you're a kid, you know, it's just, it's not good. The nothing good really comes from it. When you see these tickets of like, oh, somebody, like I saw someone bet $50 on Michael Penix Jr. to be the 8th overall pick. Who even thinks to do that? And it turned into like $3,500. And I'm like, I don't want to see that. I want to see all the people that bet on him to be, you know, somewhere else and lost way more money than that. It has become so much a part of, like, alcohol, perfect example, right? Alcohol has been legal forever. It's so much a part of everything we do. But think about how many people's lives have been ruined by liquor, by beer, by an open bar, by just a bad night drinking. You get a DUI, you get into a fight, you say something or do something that you wouldn't have done sober, but you did it because you went to a party and there was alcohol available. I look at gambling as it's going to be a similar thing. There, you know, it's readily available. It's scary how available it is. It's scary how much promotion and how easy it is to be like, yeah, I'm gambling. I'm, you know, you're just going to lose. So don't put more money in than you're willing to lose. 877-337-6666. Now let's take your Willie Randolph calls before we get back to the second half. Bruce is in Flushing. Bruce, you're on the Fan.
Hey, Keith. Want to talk about Willie. I remember when the trade went down, it was unpopular because the Yankees traded one of the most popular players in Doc Meds for Willie.
Mm-hmm.
It was Willie was the guy the Yankees targeted. There was Ken Brecht there and Doc Ellison there, but Willie was the guy the Yankees wanted. And if a memory is correct, I believe Dave Cash was a regular second baseman, and Willie was kind of blocked. So the Yankees made the trade. And the reason why fans love Willie, because whenever the Yankees had a rally, he was always in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
Hit, walk, hit behind the runner, whatever. A lot of times base hits. And I know he was basically about a 270, 280 hitter, but with runners in scoring position, he must have been hit 325. That's how clutch he was. And a smart player. He was a great second baseman, great fielder, could turn double play unbelievably. And if you ever have a chance to talk to Willie about this, to me, why so many second basemen get injured is because ever since they passed that stupid rule that you can't go into, you know, second base hard, all the second basemen believe they're protected by God or by MLB. And Willie learned how to protect himself, how to get away, how to throw low underhanded when he needed a runner to get down low. But today's second baseman doesn't know how to do that anymore.
I got it in the notes. That's a great point to bring up. I think you had a question for Aaron Boone that I ended up relaying too back when I did the Q&A with him. I got you.
One quick point about today's Yankees. I know we've talked about this before. I know the Yankees are good in finding relief pitchers, but they need to go out and get a proven relief pitcher, a guy that can. Because right now, the Yankee bullpen, I know, is doing well, but I don't have the same confidence in this bullpen as I had in the previous couple of years, especially going back to the old days of Nelson and Stanton. Little thing that we don't want to talk about, Rivera, obviously. But I think they're at least one pitcher short, if not two. Now, I know they're getting the flamethrower back from injury, hopefully the next couple of days. The thing about Tommy Canale is that he's never been right since he had that surgery. And I'm just
Tommy Canley, Canley. That changeup was getting smacked every time he threw it, and that's all he threw.
But ever since he had that surgery, he hasn't bounced back. His arm is hurting, or elbow, whatever. And, you know, Tanner Scott, obviously the Marlins, it has a fire sale going on. Tanner Scott would be good. But the guy who I love, and I brought him to your attention a few weeks ago for the first time, is this kid, Miller from Oakland. If it takes two or three good prospects to do it, you put that kid in this Yankee bullpen and you're going to have a World Series team.
We would love to see it. Thanks for the call, Bruce. Appreciate you and your insight, man. I mean, the Yankees bullpen, if you had a Mason Miller, that guy's become the apple of everybody's eye in baseball. If you weren't familiar with his game when the season started, you are now. This guy throws 103 with ease. Yankee fans got to see him a couple weeks ago at the stadium. I think everybody's going to be in on him. But as I look at the Yankees bullpen, and I told you it would be ever-changing. I told you it would be evolving. I know there's a take. I think I saw River Ave Blues was like, this bullpen's going to be worn out by May. No, they're not. You're just going to see different guys. But this bullpen has five guys on the IL. You have three of those guys on the 60-day IL. You have Nick Birdie on his way back, Tommy Canley on his way back. You're getting, good enough outings out of guys like Victor Gonzalez, Dennis Santana, Ian Hamilton, Caleb Ferguson. It's good enough. You know, they add Michael Tonkin. I don't know. It's good enough. It's good enough. I trust Cashman. I trust Boone. I trust Matt Blake with the Yankees bullpen, whoever they're throwing out there. And Clay Holmes as the closer, pretty good. Did not need to go sign Josh Hader. He's been better than Josh Hader. 877-337-6666. Something for you to think about as we go to break, and we'll come back. The Knicks are now in the second half at 60-54. The Knicks are down a little bit. We'll see how the second half shakes out, and especially this third quarter, which is very important. But for the Yankee fans that are now calling to talk Willie Randolph and about the bullpen and what they could add, here's a question for you. When Gerrit Cole comes back, is it a six-man rotation, or do they move somebody out of the rotation? Is it Luis Gil? I'll be in Yankee Stadium to watch Luis Gil pitch tomorrow. Is it Nestor Cortez? Is it Clark Schmidt? Nestor and Clark have experience coming out of the bullpen. Luis Gil, you would think, would be the guy because of the innings limit, but at the same time, I mean, he's got great stuff. Keith McPherson on the Fan. 9 o'clock break and update coming up. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.